This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 27th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and pleasant day across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Tel Aviv and Haifa see mild breezes, perfect weather for being outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports, just in that a violent weekend led to 7 arrests in Nahariya and 3 minors suspected of stabbing in Tel Aviv. Also, earlier today, JNS reported that a Hezbollah drone attack sent thousands to shelters in northern Israel. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post details an IDF probe revealing devastating losses from a Hamas attack on Kibbutz Holit on October 7. Separately, Ynet reports that Iran offers the U.S. a deal to reopen Hormuz and delay nuclear talks, addressing the crisis over Hormuz first. And finally, I-24 News states that Netanyahu's court testimony was cancelled due to unspecified security reasons. Here's what people are saying online. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT613, posting just minutes ago, noted that Netanyahu's testimony was cancelled over security concerns, suggesting Lebanon might be involved. The Times of Israel reported earlier today that Netanyahu has cancelled a major Lag BaOmer event at Mount Meron due to security fears. AMK Mapping, a conflict analysis account, wrote earlier that the IDF announced an Israeli soldier was killed and several injured by a Hezbollah drone strike in southern Lebanon yesterday. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Nahariya, where a dispute over a scooter escalated into mass violence, resulting in the arrest of 11 people. Israel Hayom reports this included 7 adults and several minors. In Tel Aviv, 3 minors are suspected in a stabbing incident. The incidents highlight ongoing tensions in urban areas. Turning to the north, a Hezbollah drone attack prompted thousands to seek shelter. The IDF launched an interceptor missile but lost contact with the target. JNS reports this development heightens concerns over security in border areas. Meanwhile, the IDF's investigation into the October 7 attack on Kibbutz Holit reveals severe impacts, including civilian casualties and hostages. The Jerusalem Post provides details, noting the incident underscores ongoing security challenges in border communities. In earlier reporting, Ynet highlights Iran's proposal to the U.S. to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and delay nuclear talks. This move seeks to ease regional tensions and address economic blockades. The outcome could significantly impact diplomatic relations in the region. Additionally, Netanyahu's testimony cancellation has raised questions, with I-24 News citing security reasons. This decision coincides with heightened military activities, reflecting broader security concerns. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports Israeli software companies face competition not from AI startups, but from established platforms like Salesforce. This shift challenges Israel's tech sector to adapt and innovate. Separately, Walla Business reveals Israel's growing debts, with a former chief economic advisor highlighting the reliance on loans to cover military expenditures. This poses long-term financial challenges for the country. And finally, Globes reports activist investors are seeking to overhaul Radcom's board, joining forces with the late founder's family to push for change. This reflects increasing shareholder activism in Israeli corporate governance. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.